Manila Press presents The Witches of Varda, written by Anya Bergman and read by Sophia Engstrand. For all the witches gets, and especially for Marianne. There are more witches in Norway than there are in the rest of the world. Jeanne Baudin, De la démonomanie des sorcières, 1580. All the inhabitants of Norway are devout Christians, except for those residing close to the ocean in the far north. So steeped in the skill of sorcery and conjuring are these people that they claim to know what every individual in the world is busy doing. Adam of Bremen, 1044 to 1080. Part 1. Spring, 1662. Chapter 1. Anna. Third day of April, in the year of our good Lord, 1662. The savage north held me captive. I was imprisoned in falling snow, and blinded by glaring white light, empty of all shadows. I stood upon the ship's deck, and nothing was before me. I could see no way forward. Without shelter, the snow blanketed my cape. Impervious as alabaster, I was cold but not shivering, my knuckles blue, and my heart hollowed out. The hours stretched on, but I was in no hurry to make landfall. By the time I was caked in snow, its falling had begun to falter. I shook my shoulders, and snow tumbled from my cape as a few final spinning flakes descended. Bluish dusk emerged. Finally, I could see our destination. The harbour was barely that, with a small enclave of rudimentary dwellings encircling it. I was ordered to disembark and staggered down the gangway, my legs uncertain after so many weeks at sea. A biting wind urged me onto the bleak northern lands, as if a man's hand were pushing me yet again. It was here that Captain Gunderson said his adieus. I was sorry to leave him. We had enjoyed several theological discussions on my journey along the treacherous coast of Norway. He had kept me safe from peril, and imposed a level of respect upon his crew. I feared Captain Gunderson would be the last civilized man I ever laid eyes upon in this ravening region. Certainly it seemed so when a brute of a man approached me. His beard was a wild tangle of red and laced with ice, his skin grimy with filth. He paused to spit upon the snow, yellow phlegm staining its pure white. I took a step back, repelled, but he grabbed hold of my shoulders. "Why are you not in chains?" He shook me. The stench of his breath was foul, and I detected a Scottish accent. "It was deemed unnecessary," I told the odious man, unable to hide the haughty tone in my voice. He huffed, twisting a big key at his belt. "You would do well to remember what you are, Fru Rodius, the king's prisoner." He spat again to emphasize his power over me. I pushed back my wretch and held my head high as he continued to speak. "I am Bailiff Lockhart, and you are now under my keeping for the foreseeable future." The foreseeable future. The words burned like brands upon my skin. "How cruel you have been to give me no day for your pardon. I am left hanging on a thread, hoping you will change your mind while you have sent me far away. Why so very far?"
"If you're any trouble at all..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?